জয়ং বিষ্ণুপাদ পরমহংস পরিব্রাজকাচার্য অষ্টোত্তর শত শ্রী শ্রীমৎ অভয় চরণারবিন্দ ভক্তি বেদান্ত স্বামী প্রভুপাদ কি জয়। অনন্ত কোটি বৈষ্ণব বৃন্দ কি জয়। নামাচার্য শিল হরিদাস ঠাকুর কি জয়। প্রেম সে কহ শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাসাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গোপ গোপীনাথ শ্যাম কুণ্ড রাধা কুণ্ড গিরি গোবর্ধন শ্রী বৃন্দাবন ধাম কি জয়। শ্রী মথুরা ধাম কি জয়। শ্রী জগন্নাথপুরি ধাম কি জয়। শ্রী মায়াপুর নবদ্বীপ ধাম কি জয়। গঙ্গা মাই কি জয়। যমুনা মাই কি জয়। ভক্তি দেবী কি জয়। তুলসী মহারানী কি জয়। হরিনাম সংকীর্তন কি জয়। সমবেত ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয়। গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরে। অল গ্লোরিজ টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিজ। অল গ্লোরিজ টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিজ। অল গ্লোরিজ টু দ্য অ্যাসেম্বলড ডিভোটিজ। অল গ্লোরিজ টু শ্রী গুরু অ্যান্ড শ্রী গৌরাঙ্গ। অল গ্লোরিজ টু শ্রীল প্রভুপাদ। নমো বিষ্ণুপদায় কৃষ্ণপৃষ্ঠায় ভূতলে শ্রীমতে ভক্তিবেদান্ত স্বামী নীতি নামিনে নমস্তে সরস্বতী দেবে গৌরবানু প্রচারিণে নির্বিশেষ শূন্যবাদী শীল প্রপাদ কি। ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়। ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়। ওম নমো ভগবতে বাসুদেবায়। শ্রীমদ্ ভাগবতম 8th canto 7th chapter text 1 2 3.
Ashtam sutra saptam adhyaya shloka 1 2 3.
So on the board which one has been written?
Yes.
Text 3.
Yeah.
So I'll just read through first and second verses. Shri Shuka Ubacha তে নাগরাজমন্ত্র ফলভাগেন বাসুকিম পরিবিয় গিরৌতস্মিন নেত্রম মিদ্ধং নেত্রং বিদ্ধং মুদান্বিতা আরে ধীরে সুরায়ত্তা অমৃতার্থে কুরুদ্বহ। সুখদেব গোস্বামী সে ও বেস্ট অব দ্য কুরুজ মহারাজ পরীক্ষিত দ্য ডেমিগডস এন্ড ডিমন্স সামন বাসুকি king of the serpents, requesting him to come and promising to give him a share of the nectar. They coiled Vasuki around Mandara mountain as a churning rope, and with great pleasure they endeavored to produce nectar by churning the ocean of milk.
হরিপুরস্তাজ্জগৃহে পূর্বং দেবাস্ততো অভাবন। The personality of Godhead Ajita grasped the front portion of the snake and then the demigods followed.
Okay, now text 3 we'll all recite together.
Tan
নৈচ্ছন
দৈত্য
পতয়ো
মহাপুরুষ
চেষ্টিতম
না
গৃহীম
বয়ম
পুচ্ছম
অহের
অঙ্গম
অমঙ্গলম
সাধ্যায়
শ্রুত
সম্পন্যা
প্রখ্যাত
জন্ম
কর্মভি
তন্নৈচ্ছন দৈত্য পতয়ো মহাপুরুষ চেষ্টিতম না গৃহীম বয়ং পুচ্ছম
অহেরঙ্গম
অমঙ্গলম সাধ্যায়
শ্রুতসম্পন্ন্যা
প্রখ্যাত জন্মকর্মভি তন্নৈচ্ছন দৈত্যপতয়ো মহাপুরুষ চেষ্টিতম না গৃহীম বয়ং পুচ্ছম অহেরঙ্গম
অমঙ্গলম
সাধ্যায় শ্রুতসম্পন্ন্যা প্রখ্যাত জন্মকর্মভি তন্নৈচ্ছন দৈত্যপতয়ো মহাপুরুষ চেষ্টিতম না গৃহীম বয়ং পুচ্ছম অহেরঙ্গম অমঙ্গলম সাধ্যায় শ্রুতসম্পন্ন্যা প্রখ্যাত জন্মকর্মভি মহাপুরুষ চেষ্ট না গৃহীম বয়ং পুচ্ছম অহেরঙ্গম অমঙ্গলম Daitya-pataya, the leaders of the demons. Okay. Mahapurusha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Cheshtitam, attained. Na, not. Grinhimaha, shall take. Bayam, all of us, the daityas, Puchham, the tail, Ohir, of the serpent, Angam,
part of the body. Amangalam, inauspicious, inferior, Sadhaya, with Vedic study, Shruta, and Vedic knowledge, Sampanya, fully equipped, Prakhyata, prominent. Janma karma bhi, by birth and activity. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The leaders of the demons thought it unwise to hold the tail, the inauspicious portion of the snake. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram ki Jai Shri Shri Jagannath Baladev Subhadra Maharani ki Jai Shri Shri Gaurnithai ki. Okay, I'll read from the beginning. The leaders of the demons thought it unwise to hold the tail, the inauspicious portion of the snake. Instead, they wanted to hold the front, which had been taken by the personality of Godhead and the demigods, because that portion was auspicious and glorious. Thus the demons, on the plea that they are all highly advanced students of Vedic knowledge and were all famous for their birth and activities, protested that they wanted to hold the front of the snake.
ସତ୍ର ବୃକ୍ଷଭାଗ ଧରିବା ଅମଙ୍ଗଳ ଜନକ ତେଣୁ ଭଗବାନ ଏବଂ ଦେବତାମାନଙ୍କ ଦ୍ୱାରା ଗୃହୀତ ସତ୍ର ଅଗ୍ରଭାଗ ମଙ୍ଗଳଜନକ ଏବଂ ଗୌରବାଭ ବୋଲି ଚିନ୍ତା କରି ତାହା ଗ୍ରହଣ କରିବାକୁ ଚାହିଁଲେ। ଏହିପରି ଭାବରେ ଅସୁରମାନେ ନିଜ ନିଜକୁ ବୈଶିଷ୍ଟ ଜାଗାରେ ଅତ୍ୟନ୍ତ ଉନ୍ନତ ଏବଂ ଜନ୍ମ ଓ ଗର୍ବ ପାଇଁ ବିଖ୍ୟାତ ବୋଲି ମନେକରି ସେମାନେ ସତ୍ର ଅଗ୍ରଭାଗ ଧରିବେ ବୋଲି ପ୍ରତିବାଦ କଲେ।
Do you want them to read the, you repeat, Odia, let them repeat. You read it and let them repeat sentence by sentence. The translation.
So, ମଙ୍ଗଳଜନକ ତେଣୁ ଭଗବାନ ଏବଂ ଦେବତାମାନଙ୍କ ଦ୍ୱାରା ଗୃହୀତ ତତ୍ପର ଅଗ୍ରଭାଗ ମଙ୍ଗଳଜନକ ଏବଂ ଗୌରବାଭ ବୋଲି ଚିନ୍ତା କରି ତାହା ଗ୍ରହଣ କରିବାକୁ ଚାହିଁଲେ। ଏହିପରି ଭାବରେ ଅସୁରମାନେ ନିଜ ନିଜକୁ ବୈଦିକ ଜ୍ଞାନରେ ଅତ୍ୟନ୍ତ ଉନ୍ନତ ଏବଂ ଜନ୍ମ ଓ କର୍ମ ପାଇଁ ବିଖ୍ୟାତ ବୋଲି ମନେ କରି ସେମାନେ ସତ୍ର ଅଗ୍ରଭାଗ ଧରିବେ ବୋଲି ପ୍ରତିବାଦ କଲେ।
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The demons thought that the front of the snake was auspicious and the catching hold of that portion would be more chivalrous. Moreover, Daityas must always do the opposite of the demigods.
ଅଧିକନ୍ତୁ ଦୈତ୍ୟମାନେ ସର୍ବଦା ଦେବତାମାନଙ୍କର ବିପରୀତ ଆଚରଣ ମଧ୍ୟ କରନ୍ତି।
That is their nature.
ତାହା ସେମାନଙ୍କର ସ୍ୱଭାବ ଅଟେ।
We have actually seen this in relation to our Krishna consciousness movement.
ଆମର କୃଷ୍ଣ ଭାବନାମୃତ ଆନ୍ଦୋଳନ ପରିପ୍ରେକ୍ଷୀରେ ଆମେ ତାହା ଦେଖିବାକୁ ପାଉଛୁ।
We are advancing cow protection and encouraging people to drink more milk and eat palatable preparations made from milk.
ଆମେମାନେ ଗୋରକ୍ଷାକୁ ସମର୍ଥନ କରୁ ଏବଂ ଲୋକମାନଙ୍କୁ ଅଧିକ ଶୁଦ୍ଧପାନ କରିବା ପାଇଁ ଏବଂ ଦୁଗ୍ଧଜାତ ସୁସ୍ୱାଦୁ ଖାଦ୍ୟଦ୍ରବ୍ୟ ଆହାର କରିବାକୁ ଅନୁପ୍ରାଣିତ କରୁଛୁ।
But the demons, just to protest such proposals, are claiming that they are advanced in scientific knowledge.
किंतु दैत्यमाने इन प्रस्ताव को विरोध करवा पाई गोमंत्र करुछन्ती एवं गोमंत्र आहार करुछन्ती तेमाने दाही करुछन्ती जे तेमाने भी विज्ञानरे अत्यंत उन्नत।
As described here by the words Shraddhaya Shruta Sampanya. They say that according to their scientific way, they have discovered that milk is dangerous and then the beef obtained by killing cows is very nutritious. This difference of opinion will always continue. Indeed, it has existed since the days of the Eon. Millions of years ago, there was the same competition. The demons, as a result of their so-called Vedic study, preferred to hold the side of the snake near the mouth. The Supreme Personality of Godhead thought it wise to catch hold of the dangerous part of the snake and allow the demons to hold the tail. But because of a competitive desire, the demons thought it wise to hold the snake near the mouth.
କିନ୍ତୁ ସେମାନଙ୍କର ଏହି ପ୍ରତିଯୋଗିତାମୂଳକ ମନୋଭାବ ଫଳରେ ଅସୁରମାନେ ସର୍ପର ଅଗ୍ରଭାଗକୁ ଗ୍ରହଣ କରିବା ସମ୍ମାନଜନକ ବୋଲି ମନେ କଲେ।
ଇଫ୍ ଦ ଡେମିଗଡ୍ସ ୱର୍ ଗୋଇଂ ଟୁ ଡ୍ରିଙ୍କ୍ ପଏଜନ୍ ଦ ଡିମନ୍ସ ୱୁଡ୍ ରିଜଲ୍ଭ ୱାଇ ଶୁଡ୍ ୱି ନଟ୍ ଶେୟାର୍ ଦ ପଏଜନ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଡାଇ ଗ୍ଲୋରିୟସ୍ଲି ବାଇ ଡ୍ରିଙ୍କିଂ।
ଦେବତାମାନେ ଯଦି ବିଷପାନ କରୁଥାନ୍ତେ ତାହେଲେ ଦୈତ୍ୟମାନେ ମଧ୍ୟ କହିଥାନ୍ତେ ଆମେ କାହିଁକି ସେହି ବିଷପାନ କରିବୁ ନାହିଁ ଏବଂ କାହିଁକି ସେହି ବିଷପାନ କରି ମହିମାତ୍ରିତ ମୃତ୍ୟୁବରଣ କରିବୁ ନାହିଁ।
ଇନ୍ ରିଗାର୍ଡ ଟୁ ଦ ୱାର୍ଡ ଶ୍ରାଦ୍ଧାୟ ଶ୍ରୁତ ସମ୍ପନ୍ନା ପ୍ରଖ୍ୟାତା ଜନ୍ମ କର୍ମ ଭି ଆନଦର କ୍ୱେଶ୍ଚନ୍ ମେ ବି ରେଜ୍।
ଏହି ପ୍ରସଙ୍ଗରେ ଶ୍ରାଦ୍ଧାୟ ଶ୍ରୁତ ସମ୍ପନ୍ନ ପ୍ରଖ୍ୟାତା
If one is actually educated in Vedic knowledge, is famous for performing prescribed activities, and has been born in a great aristocratic family, why should he be called a demon?
ଶାସ୍ତ୍ରସମ୍ମତ କାର୍ଯ୍ୟ ଅନୁଷ୍ଠାନ କରିବା ଫଳରେ ପ୍ରସିଦ୍ଧ ହୁଅନ୍ତି ଏବଂ ସମ୍ଭ୍ରାନ୍ତ କୂଳରେ ଜନ୍ମଗ୍ରହଣ କରିଥାନ୍ତି ତାହେଲେ ତାଙ୍କୁ କାହିଁକି ଅସୁର କୁହାଯିବ।
ଦ ଆନ୍ସର ଇଜ ଦାଟ ୱାନ୍ ମେ ବି ହାଇଲି ଏଜୁକେଟେଡ୍ ଆଣ୍ଡ ମେ ହାଭ୍ ବିନ୍ ବର୍ନ ଇନ୍ ଏନ୍ ଆରିଷ୍ଟୋକ୍ରାଟିକ ଫ୍ୟାମିଲି ବଟ୍ ଇଫ୍ ହି ଇଜ୍ ଗଡ୍ଲେସ୍ ଇଫ୍ ହି ଡଜ୍ ନଟ୍ ଲିସନ୍ ଟୁ ଦ ଇନ୍ଷ୍ଟ୍ରକ୍ସନ୍ସ ଅଫ୍ ଗଡ୍ ଦେନ୍ ହି ଇଜ୍ ଅ ଡିମନ୍।
ତାର ଉତ୍ତର ହେଉଛି ଏହା ଯେ କେହି ଉଚ୍ଚଶିକ୍ଷିତ ହୋଇପାରନ୍ତି ଏବଂ ସମ୍ଭ୍ରାନ୍ତ କୂଳରେ ଜନ୍ମଗ୍ରହଣ କରିପାରିଥାନ୍ତି କିନ୍ତୁ ସେ ଯଦି ନାସ୍ତିକ ହୁଅନ୍ତି ସେ ଯଦି ଭଗବାନଙ୍କର ଉପଦେଶ ନ ଶୁଣନ୍ତି ତାହେଲେ ସେ ଜଣେ ଅସୁର ଅଟନ୍ତି।
There are many examples in history of men like Hiranyakashipu, Ravan and Kamsa who were well educated and were born in aristocratic family and who were very powerful and chivalrous in fighting, but who, because of deriding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, were called Rakshasas or demons.
ଇତିହାସରେ ହିରଣ୍ୟକଶିପୁ, ରାବଣ, पंचाली बहु उच्चिता संभ्रांत उद्भव अतिशक्तिशाली एवं वीरत्वपूर्ण व्यक्तित्व दृष्टांत रहिछि जेमाने कि भगवान को अवज्ञा करने फल राक्षस असुर नाम कुख्याति लाभ कर
One may be very well educated, but if he has no sense of Krishna consciousness, no obedience to the Supreme Lord, he is a demon. That is described by the Lord Himself in Bhagavad Gita 7:15. न मां दुष्कृति न मूढ़ा प्रपद्यन्ते नराधमा मायया अपहृत ज्ञाना आसुरं भावमाश्रितः Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. Asuram bhavam ashrita, Asuram bhavam refers to not accepting the existence of God or the transcendental instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Asuram bhavam sattara hoti bhagavan ka astitva va param purusha bhagavan ka dikha upadesha chintana na kariba.
Bhagavad Gita clearly consists of transcendental instructions imparted directly by the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
भगवद गीता स्वयं परम पुरुष भगवान का प्रत्यक्ष उपदेश समन्वित ग्रंथ अटे
बट असुरस इंस्टेड ऑफ एक्सेप्टिंग दीज इंस्ट्रक्शंस डायरेक्टली मेक कमेंट्रीज अकॉर्डिंग टू देयर ओन व्हिम्सिकल वेज एंड मिसलीड एवरीवन विदाउट प्रॉफिट इवन फॉर देमसेल्व्स
किंतु असुर माने पूर्ण रूपे सही उपदेश को ग्रहण करी
One should therefore be very careful of demoniac, godless persons. According to the words of the Lord Krishna, even if a godless demon is very well educated, he must be considered a mudha, naradhama, and mayaya aparhita jnana.
Bhagavan Sri Krishna kara varnana anusare nastika asura jati bhi ati uccha sthitita hoithanti tathapi tanku jane mudha naradhama ebam mayaya aparhita jnana bole bibechana karanti va
ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामहं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशरी गौर भक्त वृंद
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम राम
सो अंडर द इंस्ट्रक्शन of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the demigods made a truce with the demons to churn the milk ocean in order to get the nectar.
Param
They made a truce with the demons. Demon, দৈত্যদের সঙ্গে সন্ধি করল। So they carried the Mandara mountain. They tried to carry Mandara mountain. The idea was to churn the milk ocean, and the churning rod will be the Mandara mountain. And in order to carry the Mandara mountain, they all got together, the demons and the demigods, asuras and devatas, daityas and devas. And with a great difficulty they were carrying the Mandara mountain to the milk ocean. But Mandara mountain was so heavy that the joint effort of the demigods and demons failed. And many of them got crushed and died. So at that time, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared on Garuda, riding on Garuda. And he revived the dead demigods and demons who were crushed and died. Then with one hand he lifted the Mandara mountain and placed it on Garuda's back. And Garuda, flying with the Mandara mountain and the Lord on his back, he came to the milk ocean. So we can see that because Garuda is the carrier or a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his power is far superior to the power of the demons and demigods put together. That is the advantage of becoming a devotee of the Supreme Personality of God. This is the advantage. Eta Bhagavaner bhakta hoa shufal.
Eta Bhagavaner bhakta hoa shufal.
The demons and demigods, they try, even the demigods, they try to do things with their own effort. With their own ability. But a devotee of the Lord simply depends upon the Lord's mercy. And as a result of that, the Lord empowers his devotees. And the Lord is the omnipotent, sarva-shaktiman. Therefore, he can make anybody do anything. In Bhagavatam, this point is becoming clearer and clearer time and time again. So, that is what we have to understand, that the potency of a devotee is inconceivable as the potency of the Lord. There are so many demigods. 330 million demigods. And there are innumerable demons also. And together they were trying to carry Mandar mountain. But they didn't succeed. And then the Lord came, of course He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so He can do anything. Just with one hand He lifted it and put it, that also with His left hand. And placed it on the back of Garuda. And Garuda, and then the where the Lord sat, He sat on top of the Mandar mountain on Garuda's back. And Garuda easily flew with the Mandar mountain on his back. So this way we can see that Garuda's position is far superior to the demigods. And Garuda's position is far superior because Garuda is a devotee of the Supreme Personality. That's why the devotees don't need to worship the demigods. They show respects to the demigods, but not. And if at all they worship the demigods, their prayer to the demigods is, please give me Krishna bhakti. Even when they pray to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then also they ask for Krishna bhakti. Na janam, na dhanam, na sundarim. Only mamo janmani janmani share bhavatar bhakti rahaitu. When you go to Jagannath temple, and if we are fortunate to come close to Lord Jagannath, and if the pujaris are pleased, they allow us to touch the feet of Lord Jagannath, and then they say, manavansha purna karo. Jagannath manavansha purna. And what is Bhakta's manavansha? Give me pure devotional service to your lotus feet. So that is the prayer of a devotee, and that is the mercy of the Lord. All we want is pure devotion to your lotus feet. So then they decided to churn the milk ocean, making Vasuki the churning rope. And then they decided that Lord thought that, okay, I will make things easier for them. I will hold the head of Vasuki, the front part, and the demigods will hold the back portion, and the demons will hold the back part. But when the demons, daityas, saw that the Lord is holding the head of Vasuki and the other demigods are holding the front portion of Vasuki's body, they thought it was an insult that they have been offered to hold the tail of Vasuki.
ସ୍ୱୟଂ ଭଗବାନ ବାସୁକୀଙ୍କର ମୁଖ ଭାଗକୁ ଧରିଛନ୍ତି ଏବଂ ତାଙ୍କୁ ମଧ୍ୟ ଅନୁସରଣ କରି ଦେବତାମାନେ ବାସୁକୀଙ୍କର ମୁଖ ଭାବନ କରି ଆମମାନଙ୍କୁ ବାସୁକୀଙ୍କର ଲାଙ୍ଗୁଡ଼ ବା ପଶୁପାଳନ ଦେଇଛନ୍ତି। ଏହା ଆମମାନଙ୍କ ପାଇଁ ନିଶ୍ଚିତ ଭାବରେ ଅପମାନଜନକ ଅଟେ।
The Lord considered that the from Vasuki's mouth the poisonous foam will come, poisonous breath will come, and it will be difficult for them to tolerate. So that's why he tried to make things easy for them.
Bhagavan bhavile je jehetu Vasukinkar mukharu visha nirgat hebo ebam hala hala nirgat hebo tahaku sajya kariba asura manaku pakhare ati kashta kara hebo sethi pai se asura manaku Vasukinkar kashta bhage kariba pai nirdesh deithile।
But the demons thought, why should you hold the tail? They are holding the head. We are so exalted. We know the Vedas. Here the point is that even the demons study the Vedas. Like Ravan was an expert in Vedic knowledge. No one was as expert in Karma Kanda performance as Ravan. He was expert in performing sacrifices. Similarly, Kamsa, Shishupal, Jarasandha, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, they all were expert in Vedic knowledge. They knew the Vedic knowledge, but what they didn't know is that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of
God.
So if one knows the Vedas, but they cannot understand that Sri Krishna, Sri Jagannath, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his study of the Vedas is a useless waste of time. So that is the problem with the demons. They think that they know the Vedas. They are very learned. They are very... They studied the Vedas, but what part of Vedas? What did they understand from the Vedas? Trigunna Vishaya Veda. The Vedas, that portion of the Vedas that are dealing with the three modes of material nature, that are dealing with the material aspect, that is the portion of, that is their understanding of the
Vedas.
But Krishna is saying Nistray Gunna Bhavarjuna. What is the meaning of the word Nistray Gunna? Nistray Gunna means transcend the three modes of the material. Nistray Gunna means to transcend the material nature and come to the spiritual platform. And coming to the spiritual platform means to recognize that Krishna, Narayan, Hari, Jagannath is the Supreme Personality. So, that is the most important, that is the real purpose of the Vedas. As Krishna himself is saying, Vedashya Sarvair Ahameva Vedya. In all the Vedas, I alone am to be known. So, unless and until one comes to recognizing Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and become his devotee, the study of Vedas for those people is a useless waste of time. Srivas Thakur told Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sheishe Vidyar Phal Janiho Nishchay, কৃষ্ণ পাদ পদ্মে যেন চিত্ত বৃত্তি রয়। That is, recognize or understand that the purpose of studies of all the purpose of all the education, all the studies is to become attached to Krishna's lotus feet. So the demons were very proud. Yes, we are expert in Vedic wisdom. But they studied Vedic wisdom under who? They studied Vedas under Shukracharya. The Shukracharya is the guru of the demons. And what is Shukracharya's education? Eat, drink and be merry. সব খাওয়ার খাও, মাদক দ্রব্য সেবন করো, আর এইভাবে আনন্দ উপভোগ করো। That is the demoniac way to enjoy. But the demigods studied the Vedas under the tutelage of Brihaspati. And from Brihaspati, what do they learn? That Narayan is the Supreme Personality of God. And to be submissive to Narayan, by being submissive to Narayan, they achieve all success. So when Brihaspati is guiding the demigods are always successful. But when Brihaspati becomes upset with the demigods and leaves them, then the demigods get into trouble. That means at that time they forget that surrendering to Narayan is the ultimate goal of life. And as a result of that, they lose, Lakshmi Devi also leaves them. And the demons come, daityas come and take over the demigods' kingdom. Demigods, the demons are also very proud of their aristocratic birth. They think that, well, Kashyap is my father. Or Ravan was thinking that Vishrava is my father. So they are all very exalted personalities. But although they are the children of such exalted personalities, their mentality is degraded. Therefore, it is we have to always remember that our birth, our education, all these, our success in material life, our position, are not at all important. What is important is to surrender to Krishna. We may be born in a low-class family. We can be born even as a chandal family, in a chandal family. We may be illiterate. We may not have any success in life. But if we surrender to Krishna, then our life has become perfect. Birth, education, all that doesn't really matter at all. What really matters is Krishna Bhakti. Because at the time of death, our birth, our money, our education, all that will not be of any use.
କାରଣ ମୃତ୍ୟୁ ସମୟରେ ଆମର ଶିକ୍ଷା ଆମର ଜନ୍ମ ଆମର ଭୌତିକ ସଫଳତା କିଛି କାର୍ଯ୍ୟରେ ଆସିବ
ନାହିଁ ଦ ଓନ୍ଲି ଥିଙ୍ଗ୍ ଦାଟ୍ ୱିଲ୍ ନଟ୍ ଓନ୍ଲି ସେଭ୍ ଅସ୍ from the dangerous situation at the time of death, but also continue to benefit us even after death, is our Krishna
consciousness.
And if we take shelter of Krishna, Krishna will always take care of us. We may be poor, we may be uneducated, we may be infamous, but if we surrender to Krishna, then we become the children of the most wealthy person, we become the children of the wisest person and most famous person. সর্বশক্তিমান সর্ব ঐশ্বর্যপূর্ণ and how is the what is the situation of a rich man's son? Does a rich man's son think that I am poor? Does the son of an aristocratic person think that I am low-born? Does the son of a very famous person think that I am infamous? No. If he is surrendered to his father, then he will be endowed with all the qualities of his father. And he will inherit his father's opulence. That is the difference between a person who is surrendered to Krishna and one who hasn't surrendered to Krishna. So here we see that the demons were very proud. We are so learned. We are so opulent. We are so famous. We are so high class. So why should we hold the tail of this snake? The tail of the snake is like the feet of the snake. So they said that holding the foot is not good. Holding the foot means surrendering to that person. And holding the head means giving him blessing. So we are in a position to give the blessings to Vasuki. Not hold the feet of Vasuki. But they didn't consider the divine arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They did not consider that the Lord wanted their own benefit. So Prabhupada here is pointing out that the demons have a tendency to always oppose the demigods. So whatever the demigods do, the demons that just try to do the opposite. Like the divine culture is to protect cows. Namo Brahmanna Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya.
Namo Brahmanna Devaya Go Brahmana Hitaya.
To benefit the cows and the brahmanas. But what is the demoniac culture? Kill the cows and kill the brahmanas. Now kill the cows and do what? Eat their flesh. So that is the demoniac culture. But the Vedic culture is to protect the cows. When the cow is protected, then all prosperity and happiness will prevail. But you kill the cows, all kinds of inauspiciousness and suffering will. There may be material prosperity, but the heart will not be happy. Like we are seeing in today's world, there is so much material prosperity. Everybody has house, everybody has car, everybody has so much money, but their heart is completely in distress. And in order to forget their miserable suffering condition, they are taking intoxication. And what is the intoxication? Intoxication is poison. They are drinking poison to forget their suffering condition. And when it becomes unbearable, they commit suicide. So this is how the demoniac civilization will always lead to suicide. Drinking poison is slow suicide, and committing suicide is gross suicide. Is a slow way of dying. Slowly they're killing themselves. And then other way, they just kill themselves straight away. But what is the Vedic culture? Go Brahmana Hitaya cha will lead to immortality. Amritataya kalpa. So now, should you go for death or should you go to Amrita? So if we want to go to Amrita Loka, if we want to go to the spiritual sky, if we want to have eternal Nityananda, then let us take the Vedic culture in a proper way. And that is why ISKCON is trying to spread this culture all over the world to teach people how to achieve the spiritual perfection. And the process is very simple. The process is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, and we see those who are pious, they will come and join us. Those who are not pious, they will run away from us. Pious Punyavan. The demigods will come and join us, the demons will run away from us and oppose us. But we don't have any fear. Because we know the Supreme Personality of Godhead is giving us all protection. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premananda.
Jai Sri Vasudevaya Swami Maharaj Ki. Jai Sri Prabhupada Ji Maharaj Ki. Jai Sri Gurudev Ki.
Does anybody have any question?
Maharaj Patanjali, I think this program was
Prabhupada is there. Devotees on the other side, they may not worship. But we can find Krishna Lila. Hope is they are worshiping to combine the leaders. Srimati Ramananda, he was there, posted in Sangha.
Yes, as I said, that we don't need to worship, but when we worship for to follow the custom, this is the tradition. Demigod worship is a tradition. The cowherd people have been worshipping demigod, right? And so, you know, the demigod worship is there, but what is the purpose of that worship? Give me Krishna bhakti. Right? And Krishna also came and told, no need to worship demigod. He stopped Indra puja. Why worship Indra? But the gopis who are worshipping Katayani Devi, that Katayani Devi is actually Jogamaya. And that worship of Katayani Devi is not really Durga worship, it's Jogamaya worship in order to get Krishna. Durga. Yeah, there is a question there. How to improve our
devotion?
Devotion.
No, our chanting is not so clear. Mixing with outside people. I am not thinking that our chanting is empty. So how?
Yeah, very good. Very good question. The way to improve your devotion is by associating with devotees, reading Prabhupada's books, and practicing following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada. You do these three things, your devotion will increase. Associate with good devotees. Are you associating? You come to the temple, how often do you come? Okay. Every Sunday you come. Okay, very good. And are you reading Prabhupada's books? And are you following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada?
Yes.
Very good. So you are making the advancement. Yeah. The thing is that you, in spiritual life, you won't be able to figure out whether you are advancing. Rather, you will feel that you are not advancing. When you are really advancing, you will think that you are not advancing. But when you are not advancing, you will think, I am very advanced. Right? So that is the nature of spiritual practice. So if you are feeling that you are not advancing, it's a very good sign. That means, why it's a very good sign? Because it means that your false ego is reducing. I am advanced, I am great, that's a result of false ego. But with spiritual life, your false ego will be diminished. So that means you'll become more and more humble. So if you are very expert in fault finding, then make it a point to find faults with yourself. That is a devotee. Yes, we like to find faults. So let me find faults with myself, not with others. That is again a sign of your false ego reducing. Okay.
not anyone must have ever Calvary. Cow is not yet to Krishna. Like we are praying some mistake and immediately we get some. So the first person is cow, why they are not getting any from immediate action?
You see, in the material nature, reactions may not be immediate. You see, our time is very short. But Krishna deals with unlimited time. Right? So, we want result immediately. But because Krishna deals with unlimited time, it takes him some time. And that some time may appear to be a long time to us. But to Krishna it is immediate. You get the point? Like, somebody may be committing sinful activities, and we may not see that he is suffering right now. But very soon you will see that how he will suffer. Okay. So anyway, don't worry about others, you know, reaction. Rather, we should remember that these sinful activities will result into very, very severe.
We can't do anything, but now it's time to get in the prison.
Huh?
We can't have some kind of operating in India, but we can't do that.
Because, yeah, Prabhupada did not really go into stopping cow killing immediately. Because Prabhupada knew that if Krishna consciousness is established, cow killing will automatically stop. But if you start fighting with the demons, trying to stop killing cows, then our main purpose will be lost. What is the main purpose? Let Krishna consciousness spread. And when Krishna consciousness spreads, cow killing will automatically stop. Therefore, let us use all our energy to spread Krishna consciousness. Okay. Okay, Shyama. Give it to him.
Where is the shining of the ocean taking place? The milk ocean is in the shivasati of Lord Vishnu or is the material body?
Yeah, it is. Shetadip is in the milk ocean. And that is the residence of Vishnu in this material world. Just like Jagannath Puri is the residence of Jagannath in this material nature. But Jagannath Puri is a spiritual place. But Jagannath Puri is in Orissa. Right? So similarly, Shetadip is in the milk ocean. That's a part of the material nature. The demons cannot go to the spiritual sky. Even if they go, they don't recognize that it's spiritual sky. Okay, so I'll stop now. Thank you all very much. All glory.